Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
What's happening with InXS these days? What's the latest?
We're just taking a break this year. We sort of worked full on for nearly 5 years leading up to doing the TV show, Rockstar InXS, and then the album, and then we toured for over 2 years. So, but you know, by the end of last year, we just said, okay, let's just take a break for next year, and we've got some projects that we're doing, but we're just not touring this year.
Fair enough. How was that experience, being part of a reality show?
It was different, you know. At first, it was a little uncomfortable, you know, just sort of out of our, I guess, our comfort zone, if you know what I mean, but... Mm. The show was so fantastic, and I think at the end of the day, you know, from what most people have always said to me, it was just compelling watching. So
yes.
It was great being part of a really successful show, and out of that we found our singer. So it was good.
Now, InXS has had a massive amount of success. You've toured the world. You've worked hard for decades now. Probably one of the longest bands to stay together for so long. It's just been wonderful. But way back when you were 27, and that's pretty young, you were had advanced glaucoma.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty weird, actually, because I mean, I've worn glasses all my life, but it's nothing to do with that. Glaucoma's a hereditary disease. And yeah, I was. We were touring up in North Queensland and sort of the northern of Australia, and I started to see halos around streetlights. And you know, at first I thought it was just sort of sweat after the performance and all that, or maybe too much beer or something. But it kind of worsened, and then one morning I woke up sort of in intense pain, like someone was twisting daggers in my eyes. And anyway, it was no one really knew what it was, because it's at that time people thought it was too young. You know, doctors thought it was too young to have glaucoma. Now it's known that even babies can get glaucoma. But my optometrist diagnosed it, and I was put straight in to see an ophthalmologist who was pioneering a laser treatment that sort of worked with my type of glaucoma, and it did. So I haven't had a problem since. But it was a very scary experience, and as a result of that, I was approached by the Eye Foundation to become an ambassador, and I thought, well, it's true. I think most people, have no problem. Well, they have a problem, but most people go to the dentist at least once a year. But no one really goes and checks their eyes unless they think there's a problem. So the message we're trying to get out is that you should go and get your eyes checked every couple of years, whether you wear glasses or not, and especially if you've got a family history.
Now, the symptoms thing, though, you just had a few halos around lights. I mean, most people would just get that generally if they're tired or something like that. How can you really tell that you potentially have a major eye issue? Now, I'm sure getting people to go regularly to get an eye checkup is a really important thing to do. But even now, if just people are not really... I think it's a harder thing to sell. But are there any kind of symptoms to watch out for?
Yeah, it is a hard thing to sell, because... I mean, glaucoma is asymptomatic, which means there are no symptoms. And, diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, you can start to notice, some vision sort of problems. But the problem, the problem with it all is it can happen very gradually, so you're not really noticing it day to day, just the way, I guess, as you get older, you start to need reading glasses, and you don't really notice that you're starting to squint until much later on, But that's the reason we're trying to get people to sort of wake up and go and get an eye check from an optometrist initially is good enough, because there are no symptoms. So you might have it sort of laying there and not realise it, and the only way of detecting it is through testing.
So, July, one of the great outcomes would be that people are more aware of this and go get an eye test. Is there any sponsoring or fundraising going on as part of July as well?
Yeah, there is. People can go to the website, which is, july.com.au, and, we're asking for donations or become involved, or there's lots of fun, things on the website you can do. But, it's definitely, raising money for research. Much needed research. I mean, they still don't really know what causes glaucoma and macular degeneration and other eye diseases like that. Although they're, making inroads into being able to stop it, as long as it's gotten too early. So it's just hopefully putting a big focus on eye health during July and getting the awareness out there.
Okay, now be completely honest. How often do you go to get your eyes checked?
I go probably once every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I sort of, you know, I've worn glasses all my life, so it's something that I've done all my life anyway. I mean, I used to go every year. But now, as I'm a bit older, my eyes have sort of settled down a lot more, and my optometrist says I don't really need to see him, you know, any more than once every 2 years. And I think that's a good round figure, especially for people who don't wear glasses or don't think they have any eye problems. Once every 2 years is not too much to ask to spend, you know, sort of 20 minutes having your eyes checked.
And finally, has anyone ever suggested you get a different frame for your glasses?
Not really. I probably wouldn't listen to them anyway.
Yeah, you couldn't change them. They're your trademark. You must keep them.
No, I do. I'm very sort of particular too, you know. I've only just recently changed the frame slightly into a slightly thicker one, and it's taken me about 10 years to find that frame. So, yeah, I'm set in my ways.
Nothing wrong with that. Kirk, thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, and wish Dan best of luck.
We hope you enjoyed the Sydney's 103.2 podcast. To listen to more great audio, visit heart1032.com.au.